Paul Papps. How you doing, Paul?
I tell you, I wish I was up there. I wish I was going down the south side of the street to Zero Gravity and Magic Hat. I was just thinking about it. You know how you'd think on Facebook you could look at what you did a year ago today or 2 years ago today? 2 years ago today, my wife and I were up in Burlington. We stayed there for three nights. I don't remember them that well, but I know I had a good time. I went to the Mad River Distiller Room. Oh. I went to Magic Hat. I went to Zero Gravity. I went to Switchback. Keep going. Citizen Cider. And we had a great weekend.
I'll bet you did.
I love it. Matter of fact, first of all, how's the show doing? How's it doing working with McLovin at home and Fritz at home and all that? How has it been?
It's kind of weird because we're used to all being together. The five guys on the Dan Patrick Show, we're usually in the same room. The four of us in the same room and Dan on the other side of the glass because we're like a traditional radio studio that shot for TV. So we decided to have three of the guys work from home. I'm on one side of the glass, but I basically have a room to myself, and Dan Patrick's on the other side. And, it's not too much different except for, it's a little different not having them right on top of you. But otherwise, the funny thing is it's been a little bit easier the past 2 weeks or 3 weeks to get guests on the show because I think a lot of people are just at home doing nothing. We got John Hamm, the actor from Mad Men, the other day, and it wasn't that hard to get him on the phone. And, Will Ferrell was on the other day, and it just wasn't as hard as it normally is. You kind of got to go through a process or it takes weeks. I think a lot of people are at home doing nothing.
Paulie, I know you're kind of a big deal, but tell people where in Vermont you are, because when you say Burlington, that's about as far a haul as you could possibly have to make and still be in Vermont.
Well, I live down in Trumbull, Connecticut full-time, but over the past 6 years, I've had a cabin down in Wilmington, Vermont, down by Mount Snow.
Yep.
And so every spring, we try to go up there, start in Wilmington, and then just take Route 100 north and go to Waterbury and go to all the different towns up and down the Route 100, and then we cut over to Burlington and Prohibition Pig and try to do that little circle and, maybe go up all the way to Jay Peak area and just sample and sip and eat and sit on the porch. That's about it.
Now, I got to ask you this, Paulie. We know that Dan was quarantining in Vermont a couple of weeks ago. Was he at your place or does he have his own place?
He's got his own pad. It's only about 2 minutes from my pad, and he brought his dog up. He went to the 7-Eleven, and he bought, I'm not kidding, he bought 40 cans of Heady Topper. I told him he was being a hoarder. But he said they just walked in, the beer distributor guy just walked in with a big, a couple crates of Heady Topper. And so he bought some other stuff, but he's like, I don't get access to this that much. And it's tough it is for us down here to get that beer. You guys probably could get it a lot easier. So he brought a bunch of it to his house up there in Westover, Vermont. And he brought me back a 4-pack. I was hoping for an 8-pack, but I took the 4-pack.
Well, Paulie, I don't want to dime Dan out here, but I don't think the governor listens to our show. But the governor said if you come to Vermont, you have to quarantine for 14 days. So Dan should still be here.
Yeah.
I think my line's breaking up, guys. I don't know what I said there. I don't know. He went to the house. He was there for 9 days sitting there. He didn't leave the building, and that was a few weeks ago, so hopefully he doesn't get in trouble.
Hey, Paulie, what have you done it? Have you picked up anything new while you've been quarantined, learned to speak Spanish or learn an instrument or something or anything like that, or what?
God, you're making me feel terrible. My nap schedule is unbelievable. I just woke up 7 minutes ago from a nap, and that's about it. But, I think the best thing, if there is a good thing, is I've watched a lot of old sports that I didn't watch for a long time. I was watching the Patriots Super Bowl when they're trying to go 19-0 and they play the Giants. And, you remember the play where Eli Manning threw the ball and Tyree caught it on his head? And I think it was a 3rd and 5.
Yep.
What I didn't realize, the play before, Eli just about threw an interception to Asante Samuel, the defensive back of the Patriots. He missed it by about 3 inches. And then the play after, there was an interception that Eli almost threw on the other side of the field, and both those interceptions were dropped. And then a couple plays later, they're on the goal line, and Eli just throws an easy one over Ellis Hobbs, the cornerback, to Plaxico Burress. And it's a legendary game. The Patriots don't go 19-0, but that game could have easily gone the other way. And I didn't remember all the little plays around the big Tyree play.
All right, let's change the subject very quickly.
Sorry.
I could barely even think about that year, and I hear about it nonstop from the Giants fans up here, believe me. You hear it on the show, but tell us how the show has changed for you guys in the last couple of weeks. So many things have had to be rearranged, obviously.
Well, it's weird because there's no sports from night to night to cover. There's no LeBron James going for 450 points, but there's a lot going on in the world, the sports that we live from, scheduling the the British Open or the Masters to fall, or the NFL draft, should it be played? Should it happen? Should it not happen? Going from Vegas to going to be the commissioner is going to doing the picks at his home. So we're still covering sports, but there's just no games to cover. I remember when everything got shut down about, I guess it'd be about 4 weeks ago yesterday, all my friends were texting and say, what are you guys going to do with no sports to talk about? And it's really the opposite. We're all jonesing for sports so much. There's nothing to watch, nothing to consume. I think people might be listening to our show and your show because they're jonesing for anything even close to sports, discussing the new hockey coach up there or discussing the Patriots offseason. Do they stay with Stidham? There's a lot more off-field stories that we could really sink our teeth into, and the games aren't getting in the way of those.
Paulie Papps from the DP Show with us here on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. You mentioned the new hockey coach at UVM. You've actually watched quite a bit of college hockey, as I understand.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten into it. I watch Vermont, Maine, and a lot of the teams up here in the Northeast. I teach over at Sacred Heart University down here in Fairfield, Connecticut. And we've got a pretty good hockey program. They got up to top 25 this year, and they had a Hobie Baker finalist, this kid Jason Cotton. And actually, the best part of my year was the Vermont guy sent me one of those plaid flannel-looking jerseys,
yes,
the special editions.
Nice.
And I'm not giving that up. I think they sent it to Dan, but I just grabbed it. Yeah, I really enjoy college hockey, the pureness of it. It's fun to follow. And I heard your new hockey coach has never coached in college before. Are you guys nervous, or is that, like, exciting?
Some people are nervous. Rich and I are nervous. Yes. Arnie doesn't care because he just wants everybody to go to the NHL where this guy has connections.
Right. Well, I don't know. You're getting a pretty high-end guy to come there. I mean, I think he would know leaving the Winnipeg Jets. Great uniforms, by the way.
Yes.
I think anyone who coaches major hockey, whether it be pro or college, knows what a big program you have there. So I don't think you take that as a whim. I think some guys who maybe been bouncing around the coaching industry may think to themselves, I can go to Vermont and have a nice 20-year career there, and I don't have to move my family every 5 minutes. So Hopefully he's looking at it that way.
Paulie, I got to ask you this. You mentioned all the places you went 2 years ago. If you can have one Vermont beer to drink during quarantine, and that's it, what's it going to be?
Boy, man, you're killing me. You're killing me on this one because I'm going to catch a lot of heat. The first one that popped in my head, you know, I know Switchback is a standard, a staple. I haven't had a Switchback in a long time. You know, how about Foley Brothers Prospect? I like Foley Brothers. When I can get my hand on one of those, I love it.
See, I've never had Foley Brothers.
I've got to Google it. I've never heard of it.
I think it's called Foley Brothers. It's a tall, kind of white, creamy can with a simple, like I don't know what's on it, but I think it's called Prospect or something like that. That's really good. There's another one called 14th Star.
Yes.
They have a maple stout up there.
Yep.
14th Star maple stout. I always pick that up.
Yeah, Foley Brothers Brewing is out of Brandon.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a small spot, but they have some really good stuff. Google, I'll come up there and school you guys.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned that present you swiped from Dad. You ever take anything really good? You must get some great presents. Dad gets some great presents. Does he ever say, I don't need this here. You could take this car. I don't need this one.
Dan keeps everything, which is good because he saves everything. He's a bit of a hoarder, but in a good way. And so all the stuff he saved from his career at ESPN, we now use on our show. Like, you could, if you want to go, the Dan Patrick Show has a YouTube channel. You can watch a show live anytime, day or night. It's on demand. It's live. But you'll see a lot of things in the studio, and they just come from Dan's house or his basement or his attic. But I've been to Dan's house many times, and you'll walk around and you'll see like a tennis racket up against the wall, and you look, and it's signed by Andy Roddick, and it's just sitting there. It's just in the corner because he gets a lot of stuff over his years. I'm like, you should put this in the studio. And so he grabbed all his stuff and put it in the studio. But it's pretty fascinating, the stuff he's gotten over the years. The other day he found, did you see Eli Manning was giving away his Corvette from the Super Bowl?
Yes.
A bunch of years ago he won the Corvette for being MVP. Well, Dan handed out the Super Bowl trophy that day, and he had the actual card that he was supposed to read that says, joining me now, Eli Manning, the Super Bowl MVP. As winning the MVP, you get this brand new 2012 Corvette, blah, 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 blah. Dan had the actual card that he read on the air on NBC, and he called Eli Manning. He said, I'll send this to you, and you can give that away with the car itself. So.
Nice.
He has
nice.
Everything. He doesn't throw away anything.
Paulie, what's your favorite thing to binge watch during the quarantine? Sounds like you've had quite a bit of time to do that.
If you guys haven't seen Ozark, jump on it. Get on it. It's with Jason Bateman.
I like it.
It's a fantastic show. I think it's on Netflix. I think a lot of people already know about that one, but it's a sure thing if you go back and watch season one and two. And Maine Cabin Masters, you ever watch that? I think it's on HGTV. It's about a group of people up in Maine, this really cool people. They have a thing where they restore old cabins and camps up nice. There in Maine, and it's a really good show. I think it's on HGTV.
Paulie, I got three questions for you that are semi-rapid fire. But I sent you the post we did on Twitter the other day of the Vermont and Plattsburgh quarantine room combinations, and I'm sorry we didn't include you. We stayed mainly in Burlington, but I feel bad enough that I forgot you and Russillo, so don't hold that against me.
Russillo might be mad because he spent probably at least 5 years knowing his academic schedule at the University of Vermont.
I know. So which quarantine room do you want to hang out in most?
Well, I was trying to look at the list, and I was trying to see if any of them were owned breweries, because then there would be a lot of good products in the house. Wasn't there a house with Taylor Coppenrath and Keegan Bradley?
Yes,
that sound right?
That's Arnie's room.
Yes, that's my room, yes.
Okay, well, Arnie's going to go to bed early. He's old, and we would stay up late, and Coppenrath and I could play pickup, and he could kill me. But I figure if we had a golf simulator in the room, and I could work on my game with Keegan Bradley, he'd have a lot of work ahead of him, but it'd be fun.
Well, and Paulie, we don't know. I have a two-part question for you. I don't know what's going to become of the minor league baseball season. We hope they have it, but can we get you up here to throw out the first pitch someday at the Vermont Lake Monsters?
Yeah.
I would be the worst pitcher in Lake Monsters history, but I would be honored to come up there and do it. Any excuse to go out and up there. But, yeah, that'd be cool. I've driven by the stadium. I've never been inside, but it looks like a cool spot. I would love to come up there.
Could say you're the worst pitcher in Lake Monsters history. That's quite a stretch.
Oh, I mean, if you watch me throw a pitch, you'll think I'm not right-handed, and I'm a left-handed and somehow forgot it.
Can we get you to wear the champ costume, the mascot costume?
Oh, God. I would. Yeah, for sure. We did a thing years ago. We got invited by the Milwaukee Brewers to do the sausage race. They do it, I think, at the seventh inning stretch. Yes. And there's a pole of sausage and a hot dog and a brat and a chorizo. And you put on this really heavy costume, like something you'd see at a theme park. And then you run from the left field outfield all the way behind home plate, all the way to the right field outfield. And, on TV it looks really easy. And then they put the five out of shape guys, the Danettes and Dan Patrick, in these big things. It's 90 degrees in Milwaukee. And we start running, and we all thought we were going to pass out, but it was pretty fun. It was pretty cool to do it on. It was there on TV there in Milwaukee. It's a fun place.
I love it. He's Paul Papps, one of the Danettes, the producers of the Dan Patrick Show, has a house here in Vermont. Let us know when you're back in town. Rich just got a stimulus check. He's ready to party. So we're ready to get you out and check you out. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, his stimulus check will probably catch him up on a few bar tabs they have around town, but not all of them.
Hey, Paulie, thank you. We appreciate it. We look forward to listening to you again tomorrow on this station at 9.
Keep up.